Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
So now we have a triple W with Tai Kakanyangi. How's that?
That's close enough. Tai Takayanagi.
That was close.
Yes.
That was close. How are you? I'm Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Don, good seeing you again.
My pleasure. So what do we got this year? What's up? What's cool? I have no idea what that does. None.
Yeah. So we developed the first wearable device for urinary incontinence or loss of bladder control.
Right.
And this device attaches to your lower abdomen and monitors how much urine you have in your bladder.
Okay.
So it's designed primarily for seniors and people with disabilities who have lost some of that
control.
Yes, and it's a fact of life. As you grow older, you lose control of your bladder, and this device will monitor your bladder around the clock and tell you when to go to the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it's that you lose the sensation that you have to go.
Correct. So for seniors, there's a wide spectrum of people with incontinence, but some people have partial control, other people have lost a lot of the control. So it really depends, but this product will definitely help in providing an early warning to go to the bathroom.
Okay, so this connects to the lower abdomen?
Correct.
And this part is?
This is the battery, and there's a little clip on the back.
Yeah, let's put it over here.
Sure.
So this is the piece that actually is going to go on the lower abdomen here.
Yes.
And how does that, does it stick or how does it?
Sure.
Okay.
We have a little adhesive.
Okay.
And you put that on your lower abdomen first.
Okay.
And then there's a little holder on the adhesive where you clip the sensor.
Okay, and that's the sensor part. Okay, so how does this work now?
Yeah, so this device is completely non-invasive. It's not an implant. All you do is place this little sensor module on your tummy and secure it with a tape, and then that's it. So this device connects to your phone using Bluetooth technology, and on an app, you see exactly how much urine you have in your bladder.
Interesting. And then that will alert you as to...
Correct.
Very interesting.
Now, different.
How did the development of this come about?
Yeah, so
there's got to be a huge population, especially now, and growing.
Correct.
That would need this type of device.
Yeah. Yes, Don. So there's approximately 25 million people in the U.S. alone with urinary incontinence, and it's a pretty significant issue. But you know, for obvious reasons, people don't want to talk about it.
Right.
And the only solution for incontinence right now is wearing diapers. And we felt that there's a need for technology to assist people with incontinence. So we came about the idea of creating a sensor that notifies you when to go to the bathroom.
Now, would this be a product that the consumer would use? Or you're going to get this via your doctor, I would imagine. I don't know. I'm asking.
No, that's a great question. So we work with a lot of urologists, and they recommend our product to their patients. We also sell directly to nursing homes. It's the care providers that use our device in nursing homes. So they assist their residents to the bathroom, and if they know when to take them to the bathroom, it certainly helps with their work. And then we also sell directly to consumers as well.
Interesting. Now, what's the price point on this device?
Yep. So this product is $399.99, and you can also rent to own for $40 per month. So whatever you pay in rental gets applied towards the final purchase price. So if you want to try it out
that's
for a month.
That's very reasonable. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. And then if I may add, we came to CES this year with a brand new product, and it's to sensor your bowel. So this device that you see here sensors or monitors your bladder, but we're also developing a sensor that monitors your bowel movements as well.
Okay.
And we have
a prototype. People laugh. They think it is, it's funny. I know you're watching the tech show, but, believe me, there are a zillion people out there that really benefit and need these devices.
Yes.
So I'm glad in a way that you came and we can have this discussion.
Yes.
I think that's a good thing. Now, does insurance cover this?
So we are working on getting insurance coverage, but at this point it is not covered. But you can use your flexible spending account money towards the purchase of this product.
That's great. And what's the website?
So our website is dfreeus.biz. That's spelled dfreeus.biz.
Okay, and are there other products coming down the line?
We have a prototype of the bowel sensor in our booth this week. And we're still working on the next generation sensors that are more smaller and easier to attach to the body.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Anything else that I didn't ask?
No, I think
I tried
all the great questions. No, okay. we're good, Don.
All right, great.
And I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.